Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Building off what our friend Folsey just said, the USFL coming back for a second year, I guess that means they're ahead of these other spring leagues that have folded after one. But we made the point, all of us, that the NFL generates headlines 365 days a year. Today's no different. Good ones, bad ones, and everything in between. And Bob, we were just talking about Deshaun Watson. It seems to me that this entire thing is rigged, you touched on this, to get back to Roger Goodell. Eventually, all it takes is for this allegedly independent arbitrator, Sue Robinson, I believe is her name, Sue L. Robinson, to render any decision. Like, the only way there's not going to be an appeal is if she says no discipline at all for Watson. Then neither side can appeal that. She's obviously going to say something is required here. And then not only would an appeal from either side trigger the entire case going back to Goodell and his office, but listen to this. They have the right to fire her. Florio just reported on this. In the fine print of the CBA, is that the disciplinary officer, that's her, shall serve a minimum 2-year term. Therefore, she may be discharged by either party at any time upon 120 days written notice. Well, that time is here. 2 years have passed. She is subject to being fired by either party with 120 days notice. So here's the situation. And I realize this can get a little complicated, but it's really not. If the Players Association says, doesn't like the Watson penalty imposed, they simply say, let's look into some of these owners' behaviors. I didn't even mention the voyeurism scandal with the Cowboys that went virtually unpunished by the league. So as Florio says here, if this Sue Robinson compels the NFL to produce info on those investigations on Daniel Snyder, Bob Kraft, Jerry Jones. If she says, I want to see that,
they can say,
oh,
you're done.
You're fired. This thing is completely rigged on the NFL's side, any way you look at it. Am I missing something?
No, and I think Roger Goodell ultimately can reduce whatever is. I do think, however, they're serious about what their punishment is. Deshaun Watson already knows what it is because they have to brief these guys 10 days in advance before this hearing. And then this hearing is designed to air it out, figure out, you know, if there's going to be a compromise, if there is some reduction in this, all of this will happen. But again, that'll take its course, and I still believe it's going to be a year, or it'll be minimum 10, but I got to believe it's going to be a year. Anyway, it does
impact. Why do you think it'll be a year when the Players Association can?
Because how do they suspend Calvin Ridley for a year for gambling? Are you going to tell me that's more serious than this?
No.
Isn't that an optical look here that they need to be aware of?
No, and actually, as I say it out loud, how are they going to do that? I just said how they were going to do that.
I understand,
right?
But people.
No, I mean, I'm on your side here.
That they just rigged it, then, to use your word. It'll become apparent.
But they won't care.
Well, they should care.
People would rather have Watson playing than not, probably.
All right, but let's assume he's not going to play. Let's just go under the premise he's out for a year. Again, I'm very intrigued with Baker Mayfield because if I'm Cleveland, he still owes them 1 year, correct?
Yes.
They did not pick up his fifth-year option, but he owes them one more year. Who's to say they can't just say, you know what? You know what we did? You didn't like it. We didn't like how this whole thing, but you are under contract. Play.
Zero chance.
You don't think there's zero chance? I think there's no chance.
I think there's less than zero chance. Every bridge has been not just burned, but incinerated.
You don't think that's an inferno anyway with everything going on over there in Cleveland?
I do, but every single person that you talk
to
is
covered
the Browns.
Who would you rather have a quarterback, him or Jacoby Brissett?
Well, that's a different question. Very different. But everybody that we've talked to who has covered the Browns for any period of time, Tony Grossi, Mary Kay Cabot, will tell you right off the top, don't even go there. That's not
happening. I understand. But can you see a scenario where they get desperate and say, you know
no.
what, you're under contract.
No.
Play.
No, I can't.
And how about if they did? What would his reaction be?
I bet you his reaction would be, no thanks.
But
I'm
he
not
still
playing
then
for
owes
you.
A year.
I know.
You know, and again, that have ultimately cost him a lot of money.
Well, this gets us to the Baker Mayfield topic at large. And I was listening on our air the other day. I don't know who it was, but he expanded my mind on this topic. I think Baker Mayfield is actually getting disrespected right now in NFL circles. I really do. And I had forgotten the circumstances surrounding this guy's first 3-4 years in the league, whatever it's been. He's played for 3 head coaches, two of whom were named Hugh Jackson and Freddie Blanken Kitchens. He's had how many offensive coordinators? And yet, he was probably a top 10 quarterback in the NFL 2 years ago, led the Cleveland Browns to their first playoff win since Bill Belichick was their coach, their first road playoff win since 1969. He had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. This dude actually delivered on part of his promise in spite of the rampant idiocy around him. Right?
Yes.
And I think he's a better quarterback than people give him credit for.
Pain this past year, he played and sucked it up when he didn't have to.
And that's the last part of that is that you could easily write off last year as him trying to play through an injury. And if you believe, and I actually do because it's the Browns, that he was sabotaged in that final game against the Steelers. I believe that. You look at a team, the Steelers couldn't stop the run. The Browns, all they did.
And they made no sense. But here's the thing. If that's all true, and it is what you say, his production justified the fact that he was doing well in that, even though I think they set it up for him with a good running game, good offensive line, good defense.
Sure.
But that's my point about if you're Cleveland, who would you rather have a quarterback? And do you play the card that says, you're under contract, you play here now. We need you now. You may not like it. We don't like asking you. We've burned bridges. You've burned. But this has to happen.
I actually think I would play that card if I were the Browns.
I would too, because they still have him under contract.
But I think I believe the people, and my brain tells me and my eyes tell me there's just zero chance of that happening.
Okay, but if so, to me then you're sacrificing a year with other people who you have under contract and a pretty good nucleus to compete for an AFC North title. I do think their roster's strong enough to be that team. So if you're going to not have him do it, you're saying Jacoby Brissett or with injury, Josh Dobbs will run your offense.
Yeah.
With a loaded roster, at least a good roster, and you're wasting time.
I know. I'm with you on that part of it. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think the situation became unmanageable.
Everything's
unmanageable.
Unsalvageable. But at some point, for both, you know, Baker Mayfield may have to say, all right, I don't want to be back. But if they say you have to be back, what am I going to do, sit out all year? And then
why
what?
Have another team
have another
stepped
year.
Up for more of an offer?
I don't
him?
Know.
That
That's
was this guy's
question.
Point the other day, and I agree with him.
And same is true of Garoppolo. I don't understand. There are needs at quarterback. You can bring him for a year if you want.
Does he bring too much drama, Baker?
I mean, isn't life full of drama in the NFL anyway? I mean, come on.
Do teammates respond to him? They sure did a couple years ago, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you're a teammate now and this whole situation plays out that Watson won't be available – okay, you have to make a choice too. Who do I rather have a quarterback then?
In the meantime.
It's in my best interest to have him, not anyone else.
Right. In the meantime, the Cincinnati Bengals have sold out their season tickets, Bob. They were
wow.
one of 13 teams left without a wait list for season tickets. Now not only have they sold it out, they have a wait list. And man, has everything changed in Cincy. I think they're the front runner. They should be the favorite to win the division. At some point, this was, well, I won't say bound to happen. This should happen, given all the high draft picks they've had. And it's just, what world are we living in where the Bengals are the team to beat?
I still look at the Ravens as the team to beat.
Really?
I still like their team. If they stay healthy, which they can't do, it seems, every year they have multiple guys, significant guys on the injured list. But again, they also have a quarterback issue that hasn't been resolved. You wonder what's taken so long here, and it seems like it's Lamar Jackson who's the one holding back. So, Joe, if you're him, and apparently he represents himself or has his mother, or I don't even know who does his representation, would you risk your future earnings to play out one more year and take your chances on yourself? Sure, you could bet on yourself, but the injuries can come in and derail everything.
Probably not.
Why is he holding back on?
Because he thinks he can get, if Deshaun Watson gets $230 million, what can I get? $400 at some point? $350? I mean, if I go out and have another MVP season, what am I worth then?
Okay, but how about if he plays and something bad happens?
I know. Well,
you're throwing away a ton of money.
That's the question with all these guys, right? Is do you take more money? Do you take money now at the risk of injury?
So if he's playing as a motivated quarterback, someone who's betting on himself, I think that team can do a lot of damage in the AFC North.
What would you do? It's like a game show. We've talked about this. It's like deal or no deal. Do I want to get $100,000 safe now or take the chance on winning $1 million, knowing I might lose that $100,000? It's just
door number
all these
three.
Guys are playing the same game.
Yeah, they are. And it would depend on... You know, he's already, the thing that you forget sometimes is if you're strictly looking at how much, you've already made a lot. He's made a lot of money already. Not nearly as much as he will make. How comfortable are your lifestyle? This is why I think every individual choice that has to come into play. We talk about these golfers now. They're making choices that have nothing to do with anything but money. They believe, I'll take the money and live my life. But I think in the long run, if the PGA Tour sticks to its plans, they're costing themselves a chance at legacy. Does legacy matter if you're talking about money versus legacy? What is more important to you?
Where are we with the majors, by the way, to switch topics here abruptly?
You're still going to play.
Then if they can play in the majors, how would that affect their legacy? How does it harm their legacy to go over to the other tour?
That other tour only has 8 sanctioned events. That's it so far, 8.
I know, but your legacy is tied to majors, isn't it? Nobody cares if you win the Buick Open.
It does. Yes, I think there's still value in that. You may not. I do.
Folsey, where do you fall on that one?
I think a lot of people, I mean, maybe if you take the totality of their career and you say, okay, they've won this many, you know, events, but I think that the majors are definitely the ones that rise to the top, the people remember
but
the most.
But listen, if you don't play a lot in these other events and you play 8 times a year and that's it, chances are your game's not going to be ready for major championship golf, I think. Some of these other PGA Tour sites get you ready for this.
Well, how many events does the LIV Tour have?
8.
That's it.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Okay. But anyway, my point is, if you're Lamar Jackson.
By that, I mean the golfers in that league.
But they got a 23-year-old, too, now. Matthew Wolf wasn't one much, and apparently there are a few more coming. So they may expand their list of events. But
right.
If you're Lamar Jackson, I would take the money. I think it's good money. I mean,
well, what kind of money is it?
It's got to be in the $200 million range, right?
Better be.
If you're playing a game of on top, like they all seem to do, that changes yearly.
Well, who's not?
Why would you want to play on top? I don't care. You're giving me $200 million and most of it's guaranteed, I'm taking it.
You're taking $30 million less than a guy in your own division who's never played it down and might not play?
It's my own personal decision.
If I'm Lamar Jackson right now, I'm coming off a bad year. Why would I want to negotiate a contract coming off a bad year?
They know what your value is. They don't think it's as much as you do, but that's true of all negotiations.
What would you have said to Joe Flacco? He bet on himself and went out and won a Super Bowl and increased his value. Would you have told him to take the money before the year?
I wouldn't have told him nothing. I would have told him, do what your heart says. My heart says,
I'll take $200 million. Well, why not the same for Lamar?
Well, again, he can do that. If it's me, I'm taking the money. That's what I said. You're telling me you'd not take the money, go out and play.
What about Aaron Judge? Aaron Judge was offered $230 million by the Yankees and turned it down.
Right. I think baseball's a little bit different.
Why?
because they're throwing out $400 million contracts more so, you know, in time that you'll see. Over 300 has become a regular occurrence.
300 is going to become regular for quarterbacks.
Fine. I would still take the money. My choice would be the money. If it's that good, I'll take it. I can live off that much money. If you're playing a game that you have to be the number one paid guy in sports, it'll last for a day or two.
I could live off a couple of million. So should he just take $8 million a year? That's plenty. I don't buy that argument that any one of us, somebody's making, somebody. Why don't you say that about the owners? What about Steve Bisciotti? Is he living off good money?
What is the point of you risking a year versus getting $200 million guaranteed versus another 30?
If I told you I'll give you $200 million, I'll give you $200 million today. But if you are able to have a good season, a good year over at KDKA, I'll increase that to your worth will be twice that at $400 million. Good. All of us could live off 200, but I think all of us would rather have 400, right?
Yeah, but there's no injury potential at KDKA. Although I don't think there is. You never know. Could fall down
with your TikToks. I mean, you could
hurt TikToks,
yourself.
Bob, you have to watch
it. My point is, in sports, there is a risk. The risk is you may break your leg and never be the same player, or you may stink.
Well, again,
and
what about
stink,
what would you tell Aaron
happens,
Judge?
What happens to that money? I would have taken the money. I would have taken, you got to do your own. He made his decision. We'll see. And it may very well
I kind of like guys
who
bet on themselves. And if Lamar, why, again.
Why is not taking $200 million not betting on yourself? You bet on yourself to the point to get to this level?
Again, I'd take $20 million would be plenty to live off for me for the rest of my life. But if I'm in that environment, I'm trying to get as much money as I can.
Okay,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
And you're playing a game. No, there isn't. But in my world, I'll take the $200 million.
Okay.
I just think I'm satisfied with that, and I'm smart about it. I'll turn it into even more money.
You may very well do that. I'm not taking $30 million less than a guy in my division who's never played
how
a
about,
game.
How about if, so you're looking back, you'd be comfortable knowing that I got injured, broke my leg, I'm never the same. I've turned into...
We all make... And
okay,
again,
that's,
to your
how
point...
How much money
to your
is
point,
that costing you?
To your point, he's already made more than enough to live off the rest of his life.
So you're saying, you, even though you value extra money, you're willing to risk it to get there, even though it may cost you much more money
might,
than you ever anticipated.
It might. Again, what would you have said to Flacco? You would have given him the same advice, and you would have cost him hundreds,
but,
$100 million.
I'm more conservative in nature when it comes to this. I'm not going to just throw in and take. I don't need. It's about what you need, you know. And everyone has
I think
that
it's
choice
about
to make.
What you're
Brian
worth.
Russ decided I don't even want to go to free agency. Is he right, or is he wrong?
Everybody gets to make that decision,
and that's my point. So you make your decision. I just think Deshaun Watson should, or I'm Lamar Jackson should take the money right now. I think he's earned it. He'll get it. And if he plays well enough, he's still young enough to get another one.
We'll see if it's less than 230. Do we know what the money is? Did anybody report on that?
I heard it's north of 200 million.
Okay.
I don't know
well,
how far.
Well, then we're starting to talk if it's up right around Watson. Well,
but again, how damaging is it for them if he doesn't take the deal?
They have control over him for the next two years.
I understand that.
They can just franchise him and franchise him again.
Okay, so... Well, I think it's damaging in the sense that he could be, you know, it's a discretion. People ask him about it all the time. If he has bad days, it's unnecessary on both sides.
Bob has had bad days over his last 40 years, but way more good days. Have you ever had a bad day? One or two over
the last 40
years?
I try not to have a bad day. I'm trying to figure out what Andrew Filippone is showing me in this window right now. He has an envelope that is marked, I assume, to me.
Yeah, he just showed me them.
It's those cards.
We have more cards. We have two more back here that he just gave me.
I don't want cards.
Here he is. He's handing you cards, Bob.
I have enough cards. Is this from the same card guy?
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't insult him. He's giving you a present.
I'm referred to as a Sir Knight here. I like that one. In answer to your question, I try never to have a bad day. There's no point in having a bad day. It's a very simple choice. You wake up, you have a choice. Happy, mad, whatever your mood is, you control. Make the right choice. Simple. Isn't that simple? Why can't more people do it?
How about that?
That's what helped this
man wisdom.
Work for 40 years. They're celebrating his anniversary at KDKA coming up. Folsey and I are going to sit down with Bob Pompiani for a formal interview on his career coming up next here on Cook and Joe. Today it's Bob and Joe, and we have a very special interview with Bob coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Pompiani celebrating 40 years in the TV business at KDKA. What a nice man. We were just having a good talk about real life things in the break here. He is a good man and great at his job.
That he is.
And so Folsy and I have decided we're going to conduct a brief, but hopefully poignant, sit-down interview with Bob on his 40 years. Bob, if you could comply by giving somewhat short answers, that would help make us happy.
That's fine. I work in television. Brevity is the soul of wit. You must get on with it. A good story has a good beginning and a good end as long as they're close together.
Here we go. Our guest today is Bob Pompiani. My fellow interviewer is a man named Folsy.
Coltsy.
Matt Cole. We each have questions for Bob. This is Barbara Walters style interviewing. Folsy, you go first.
All right, Bob, I'll start you off with, might be an easy one, depending, but what would you deem as your favorite assignment over all these 40 years?
Well, there are a lot of them, you know, so I would, obviously, when you get a chance to cover Super Bowls and Stanley Cup championships and even baseball, we had access down in 1991, 90, 91, 92, when Jim Leland and his team was going at it down in Atlanta. One of my favorite stories is the games back then were not on a lot of cable. So CBS had the broadcast rights for that. So we had Game 7, Pirates Braves in Atlanta, which meant we followed up with a post-game show. My job was to be in a Pirate locker room, and I was excited because they took a 2-0 lead to the ninth inning, only to see it fall apart. And I was in there, no televisions in the locker room like they are today. All the champagne's in the Pirate locker room. And I hear a guy say, "Move the champagne! Go to the Braves!" And I had no idea what was going on because I was waiting to do what I did. And I missed all of it. But I heard all about it. And then I went back and saw all of it. But to try to do interviews in that situation is not easy to do.
Mm-mm.
But of all people, Stan Belinda was the most thoughtful. He did an interview. He was the guy on the mound during all of this. But that was interesting. My answer would be covering the Nagano Olympics in 1998, because all the Penguins were there, and it was the Czech Republic that won with Jaromír Jágr and Marty Straka and Robert Lang, and who else was on that?
Yuri Slager.
All of those guys. That was fun. I've never done it before. That was the first time, and I enjoyed that immensely.
Wonderful question, Folsy.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's professional to compliment your question in a sit-down interview like this,
yeah,
but
sure
I really
it
thought it was nice.
Thank you.
Next question, Bob. I remember Mike Lang telling me, and I use this as a story in a book I did about the Penguins, he told me that he once gave on-air condolences to the family of a man who was not yet deceased, and the man was watching from his hospital bed. And Mike said, from that point on, I had a rule. I had to see them laid out before I gave on-air condolences. So I'm wondering for you, did you ever have an on-air screw-up, anything major from your 40 years at KDK?
Yeah, but I don't know if I could repeat it.
Okay.
Just because I've said it, and it was accidental when I said it.
Okay.
And I can't repeat
just
it.
Just a general bad word that you
accidentally
said?
Well, it was a combination
said?
Of things. I'll give you an example of okay. what I was saying.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out how to describe a running back. This is during a long time ago, a Steeler preseason game.
Yeah.
You know, he did second half, whatever. He was doing great things, and I was trying to think in my mind with a very elusive runner. You know, he couldn't figure out how to tackle him, cutting back. And I had a couple of things in my head. What's elusive? I thought dreams are elusive because you can never remember your dream. And the other thing I thought were wet fish were elusive. And somehow I combined the two, and that's what I said after a 25-yard game.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's as elusive as...
Oh, my God.
And I had no idea I even did it.
Folsy, you'll have to dig up that clip.
Oh, wow.
You won't be able to find that clip.
Was that years and years ago, I'm assuming?
It was like 22 years ago.
Oh, yes, I will, Bob. I know people. And they don't call me the savvy old news hound for nothing. Folsy, you're up.
Bob, you would often do shows, and still do shows, where you take callers live on air, on TV. Mm. First of all, do you enjoy those shows? And secondly, how do you keep your composure when somebody comes on there and just says something totally off the wall?
He snuck in a two-part question, Bob,
he did.
Didn't he?
I always do enjoy it. I think it's and I love talking to people, so that's never a problem. But you do get some, especially after Steeler games. Like Chris Hoke and I now, I used to be Edmund Nelson. We do 2 hours, and we have a whole hour of calls. And when there's a loss and when people are angry and they've mixed some alcohol in there, that's never a good combination.
Right.
So you do get some things. Well, when you're on TV, you know, you don't want to – and our station is good about this. We do not like to go on and turn it into something bad, you know, in terms of back and forth negative stuff. So, I mean, you just respond accordingly and the best I know how without offending too many people and move on.
There have been some unbelievable moments
you
of,
watch
of
those.
Unedited
yeah.
questions that get in there before – when you first went on with these types of shows, was there any delay, and has it gone from no delay to how many seconds?
No delay to now 7.
No delay
it's
must
risky.
Have led to some
Well, there
horrific
were a lot of FCC
moments.
Situations going on there. You know, you're responsible for what goes on the air.
Were you ever able to laugh in the midst of one of those, or was it always a moment of panic?
When we have delays, you laugh.
Yes.
Panic sets in when there's no delay. Panic also sets in when you feel obligated to answer a question, but you know that it's a risky answer that you're about to give.
Yes.
And so panic goes through your head. And all those little people that are on your shoulder all day like today,
yeah.
the devil and the angel,
yeah, yeah.
those come into play in those situations.
You've joined the formal Bob Pompiani interview upon 40 years. They're going to celebrate this in early July at KDK. 40 years on the air. Interview conducted by Folsy and myself. I snuck in an addition question on top of yours. May I now go with my original question, Folsy, or do you object?
You may. You may proceed.
Bob, your best friend, your very best friend in the news business is who or was who over these 40 years?
This was one of my questions.
That's a
too.
Tough one because I've had so many. I mean, I really like value all the working relationships that I've had over the years. I don't know if I can answer that because I have a lot of them. I still enjoy.
Who are some of them? Name a few, do you not want to offend?
No. I'm gonna. It's not a case of offending. I'm not trying to do that. But like when I first started, John Sanders, who was on KDK at the time, became good friends with his. Used to go to his house a lot. I was young, just getting into this business, trying to learn from him, and I always appreciated his style. And you remember him, don't you? He did play-by-play for the Pirates. That went
yes.
to Cleveland. I always enjoyed that. Ken Meese was another guy. In fact, I'm a godfather of one of his sons. Mm. He was in Pittsburgh for a long time. Patrice King Brown, always one of my favorites. And I still talk to her rather routinely, even though she's out of the business. I mean, I can go on and on. I learned a lot from Ray Tannehill. Ray was one of the best at, and not just what he did, but we used to have a place next door called Murphy's Parlor. In between 6 and 11, he'd go in and get a couple of scotches. He was better after two scotches than I could ever have been without one. You know, just smooth as silk. Stuff like that. Current day, there's so many. You know, Rich, who works with me now, Rich Walsh. And I classify them as friendships. Jarrett Martin, Craig McConnell, Steve Bank, all these guys that I work with now.
Jory Rand,
back in the day, and he went out to L.A., got into news. Now I see he's going back into sports a little bit, so I'm happy about that because I know that's where his love is. But, I mean, I can go on and on.
Folsy?
Bob, I know that the business has changed over the years, and so the question of has the business changed maybe not is not the greatest. But how – what's the biggest way, I guess, you've seen the business change over the years?
The biggest way is that I think in television there's so many avenues – that you can choose to get information and things. You don't need to. There was a time when, you know, the only things around the air were CBS, ABC, NBC, and that's it. There was no cable. So the bigger piece of the pie for advertising reasons and everything else. So I think when people wanted to watch or learn something, they had to watch. They had no other choice. You'd get the newspaper the next day, recap what you already knew. And even that was important because you got more details. But in television, that was something you had to do. If you heard about something tragic happening in downtown Pittsburgh, some chances are with no cell phones or anything else, you had to watch the 11 o'clock news to find out what it was. And that has all changed. So now we have to be, and at least in sports, more local than we've ever been. We used to do a lot of more national stuff. Now it's all local all the time, with the exception of major stories like a Deshaun Watson that interlaps, you know, with local Pittsburgh stuff. But so to me, it's just... it's more difficult to get an audience because there's so many ways people can find their news.
My final question, Bob, I learned a long time ago when I started doing the showdown with you on KDKA, and I think the first one I ever did was during a Devil's Penguin series in the late 90s, that you could go on the air and it's all in TV from the waist up, so I could go in wearing gym shorts as long as I had, you know, a suit jacket on, things like that. Right. I'm curious if you've ever done a show in gym shorts or just your underwear or perhaps naked.
You're going into the Ron Cook nude studio. Definitely shorts, all the time shorts. Never naked.
All the time shorts?
In the summertime, yeah. Especially in the summertime.
So every time we see you on TV, you have a suit jacket but shorts under the desk.
Well, like on Sunday night now, we have full length. We're back showdown in the studio.
Which, right.
By the way, you should be on the showdown, and you continue to deny me this.
Yeah. Too tired.
But now it's all full. You know, you can't. It's full shot, so you got to be dressed up. But no, normally, like for example tonight, chances are I'll have just a pair of shorts on and dress up top. Every now and then you get a smart aleck camera operator who will pan over and give you some idea that I'm in. And then you get people, who cares? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Folsy, do you have a final question?
I do have a final question, if I may. Mm-hmm. Bob, do you do your own makeup?
Yes. I never used to. Now I do.
Really?
That's one thing that we don't have anymore. People who do it have to do it themselves. I'm not good at it. Some days I wonder if I look like Tammy Faye Baker because I overdo it with everything. I mean, because I think more is better. More is actually not good. Less is better. So when you want to get rid of those things under your eyes, you know, I told you I didn't go to sleep last night till 3 a.m. I can't fall asleep. I wake up with that look, you know, Joe. Have you ever worn concealer?
I don't know. Somebody over there used to put me in makeup for the showdown.
Did you like
it? I forget
it?
What her name was.
Lori Walker Geiger.
Lori Walker.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, it made me look better. That was a good thing.
So have you ever decided, I look better, therefore I'll do it on my own when I go out?
No, I never.
You never did?
Never thought of that. No.
No. Well, sometimes that happens.
Folsy, should we give Bob a hand, or how should we end this?
I have been to a nude beach twice, as a matter of fact.
That's the best way to end it right there.
Yes.
Coming up, and Bob, in all honesty, and I know I speak for Folsy as well, congratulations, man.
Yes.
40 years
thank
on
you.
The air is incredible. And you've done,
yeah,
it, you've done it with class.
Oh, you're very kind. I just try to be me and just try to have fun with this as best I can. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Coming up, we're going to put you in the role of judge, Bob. We have two ads here because I unbelievably ran into a person who works at a stable who told me that it's possible that if Matt keeps one of his nicknames, Folsy or Coltsy, he could do endorsements for pony riding, which is unbelievable, right? In the truest sense of the word. So up next, we have two different commercials that our friend Folsy could use to help him land an endorsement. One with Bob as the voiceover and one with Folsy himself, where I did the writing. Let's play both of those next and decide for ourselves which is better. We'll do that next on Cook and Joe. Incredibly, I ran into a woman who works at a stable this past weekend and began preliminary negotiations on perhaps our friend Folsy doing an endorsement for said stable on pony rides, but he would have to keep the name Folsy or perhaps Coltsy. So here's two commercials, two sort of test case commercials, auditions, if you will. Bob did one of these impromptu to the same music
he did
that Folsy had recorded one previously to. So let's hear both, and then we can discuss to end the show which one was better. Which one's first, Folsy?
Whatever one you want. Which one do you want to hear first?
Let's hear your version first. Okay. And I, by the way, I wrote this, Bob. I did the score, if you will. I did the script. You ready to hear
I'm
this?
I'm sure it's very good.
Here we go.
This is Folsy for Street and Smith Stables. You don't want to be saddled with debt from a single trip to a stable, do you? Stop horsing around and gallop into Street and Smith's. It's an affordable ride you'll never forget at a place you'll never regret. Assuming it doesn't burn down.
That was well written. See, I didn't have time
yes,
for that.
But I think yours is better because it was impromptu. This happened this morning. Bob, did you want to say something before this?
No, I liked how you wrote that. That's great.
Thank you. Saddled up was the key phrase there. And this is the same music. And here's Bob. Impromptu, right?
Yeah, just went off on it. Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go, Bob. Great music.
Yeah, it's just the background of it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Matt Cole, better known as Folsy. I started as a fool. Now I'm a colt. And you can be one too. But first, ride your first pony with me. Come over to Coltsy Land, and we'll get you started in your ride into infamy.
The ride into infamy, maybe a different choice of words.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
I ran out of ammunition.
I like your horse references. I didn't think about them at the time. So,
what do you think here?
Before your barn burns down, I like it.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Because the story was that Joe Kopp had an endorsement as horse, and the place where he was going to do the commercial burned down. That was according to Shelby Cassesi.
Oh,
since
my.
Been cast into doubt, I might add.
Yeah, I doubt that too. But
I don't doubt her.
Yeah.
No, but apparently there's been some question raised about that, Folsy.
Yes, there has.
do you think you or Bob was the better commercial?
I mean, Bob's was off the cuff, so you've got to give it to him.
No, I like yours better by
Did
far.
Did you?
Yes, it was good.
Why don't
I had no idea there was even a commercial. I just thought we were having fun with some music, but that was good. I think you're going to get a lot of play on that, Coltsy.
Appreciate it.
Can we finish with Bob's commercial again, since that's the winner? That was the agreement here. We've done everything we need to do today. Bob, it was very enjoyable. Folsy, good to be back
is.
With
Thank
you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
you
it.
You as well.
Let's just end today with, this could be it. Folsy could be in line to endorse pony riding if he embraces this name.
Well, Pony's in that studio right there. Pony can endorse pony riding too, right?
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Pony has enough.
Pony endorses everything under the sun.
What if you two did a dual endorsement?
No.
The real news here is that I actually spoke to a person who's willing to let you endorse pony rides, for God's sake.
No.
I'm all in.
Pony does have a lot. Regenesis, you have man boobs.
Yeah,
you want to change him? Go to Regenesis. I know
Manscaped.
All of this. Manscaped. Landscape.
Well, let's finish with.
Is that part of the Regenesis? Manscaping to get to where you
I
need
don't
to
know.
Do you
I
manscape,
think they're two separate
Bob?
Things.
Do I manscape?
Yeah.
I don't even landscape.
He's got people for that.
That's right.
People do it
so
for
if
you.
I was going to manscape.
Do you have hairy armpits, Bob?
No.
Yes. Ron has a hairy back.
Like George the Animal Steel? I guess is that where we're going here?
He was hairy all over, I think. Front, back.
Hi, he was Harry Smeltzer from Fox Chapel. Huh?
Joe, do you want to throw another shrimp on the bobby with that hat on? What are you doing here?
You don't like it?
He just came back from a safari.
You look like you're either Crocodile Dundee or like an extra from the new Jurassic Park movie.
He wanted to prove that he is not afraid of thousand leggers, so he went full safari. He just came back in the wild, looked at a rhino eye to eye, so that he can now get on with dealing with snakes.
Are you aware a man's down to double digits now for 18 holes?
Oh, yeah.
How many times did he tell you about that today?
I was happy to see it.
Bob claims I'm now in the
top
3% of golfers.
Probably. 100. Well, now he's going to find out, though, that going from like 96 to 85 is the hardest one of all.
Even 96 to 90.
Well, he had a chance to break 90 in this round. He showed me the card, but the wheels fell off towards the end. Literally and figuratively, it sounds like.
I went full Buffalo Bills in a Super Bowl.
But we're happy for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations for your success.
Thank you, Folsey. Thank you, Mulsey. And thank you, Bobby. Can we hear that at the end?
The horse commercial?
Yeah. The Bob.
No, the Folsey. Right.
Yeah, the winner. We agreed that the winner would be played twice.
Yeah.
Here we go, Bob. Great music.
Yeah, it's just the background of it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Matt Cole, better known as Folsey. I started as a fool. Now I'm a colt. And you can be one too. But first, ride your first pony with me. Come over to Coltsy Land, and we'll get you started in your ride into infamy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.